Thing About Cars, recording at the Brookhaven Cherry Blossom Festival Car Show.
This is The Thing About Cars, a podcast for car enthusiasts and the people who love them.
All right, what is your name, sir?
I'm Mark Anthony.
Very cool. Good to meet you, Mark. And what is your car?
It's a 1954 Series 62 sedan.
Cadillac, right?
Cadillac. That's right.
It is really, really beautiful. How long have you had it?
Since 2014.
Wow. Now, was it already this nice, or did you do the work?
It was already this nice.
And how much is original?
Most of it. Everything is the original color, and all that, of course, has been redone, but with original, you know, the original steel style.
Yeah, yeah. So if the first owner happened to walk up, they'd recognize it.
Oh, sure. Definitely.
Yeah, it's really, really beautiful. So what was it about this car that made you want it?
Hanging around a bunch of older guys with 1950s Cadillacs, and my 69 Caddy didn't seem old enough anymore.
Yeah, those old guys will do it to you. I've been there a little bit myself. Very cool. So is it as fun as it looks?
It is. It drives like a dream.
Yeah, I see you got the burger joint tray on the window there. Do you ever actually take it to Sonic or someplace like that?
To Varsity at Gwinnett.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, yeah. I'll bet they love it.
Oh, yeah. That's why I got the Varsity things that you see.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you have any kids or grandkids?
None. Zero.
Well, when you do, you're going to have to take them out for burgers in this car.
No, sir. I am 51 years old, and that time has passed.
Oh, okay. Right. Well, same age, same situation. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, no, I just mentioned that because I've met people who do that kind of thing with their old cars. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. Well, man, I tell you, this is one of the nicest cars I've seen. Enjoy. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. All right, sir, what is your name?
Mercer Dye.
Oh, good to meet you, Mercer. And this is your Jaguar we're looking at.
It is. I've had it for 4 years. It's a 69 XKE Roadster. And it's just always been one of the most beautiful cars God ever let man build.
Oh, well, a lot of people would probably agree with you on that. This one is extraordinary. It's a really gorgeous color, for one. Does this color have a name?
I think it's called antique teal, but I could be making that up.
Yeah, well, that would be such an understatement. It's this kind of metallic blue, a little darker, and wow.
Yeah, and it's not a factory color. This was done about 10 years ago, and unfortunately, they could have done a better job, which is a problem with antique cars, is finding quality craftsmen now.
Yeah. Well, the upside is, you may be aware of that, but the casual observer is not going to catch it at all.
Well, I can hope. It looks great from 10 feet away.
Yeah, and this color really sets off the chrome, too.
Yeah, it does. It's a good combination. It's, as I said, it's not a factory color. This was, they didn't make this metallic type paint back in the 60s.
Right, right.
But I get a lot of comments that people love this color.
And this looks like an extraordinarily fun car to drive, right?
It is. It's terrific. You know, back in the day when this car was first introduced, it was touted to be able to go 150 miles an hour.
Yeah.
That was unheard of back in the day.
I think at one point, at least, it was the fastest thing you could get off a showroom floor.
I believe that's correct.
Yeah, late 60s, early 70s, everybody wanted the E-Type.
That's right.
And a lot of them still do.
The series, this is a series 2. The series 1s, which the white coupe down the road there, wherever it went.
Oh, it's over there.
Yeah, right, yeah. Over there, is actually doing better in the market than the series 2s are. The series
right.
1 cars are skyrocketing in value.
Yeah, well, usually the first of anything people go nuts for,
right.
Even if later ones might actually be better.
Well, I think it is mechanically a little bit better, but it just hasn't ridden the wave that the Series 1 has.
Now, is this, which engine do you have?
This is the straight 6. It's, after this, they went to the 12 cylinder engine, but to me, this is a 4.2 liter, which is a pretty good size six-cylinder engine.
Yeah.
The Series 1 has a 3.2, which is arguably a little faster engine than this one, but this one is far less finicky. This is a really bulletproof engine.
Great, great. You know, the funny thing, too, I don't know if anybody's said it to you before, but the way this engine looks, it's almost reminiscent of some of the aircraft engines from World War II.
Yeah, I'm in the aircraft business, and that's one of the reasons why I like this, because this engine looks like it'd be sitting in a Spitfire.
It does.
And who knows, some of them may have been built for aircraft.
Maybe so, yeah. You know, I heard, nobody knows if this is really true, but you mentioned the 12 a moment ago. I heard a rumor somewhere that the reason they put the 12 in the E-Type was because the little four-cylinder Lotus Elan kept embarrassing it in the 0 to 60 tests.
That Lotus Elan is quite the car. It's been on my dream list for a long time. Thing weighs like 50 pounds, and big engine, and it'll scoot.
I'll admit a little bias. I've got a plus two that I'm fixing up.
Are you, dude? Really?
But it's not going to be anywhere near as nice as your Jag.
You just make it a work in progress.
Exactly. Rolling resto. I'll never be able to fix the paint unless I win the Powerball. So
but you can drive it. And driving.
And that's why I bought it.
Spend a lot of money on this thing and never want to drive it. That's not what I'm into.
Right. Right. Yeah. Well, every cool car I've bought has been because I want to drive it.
Exactly.
And, that's what it's all about. And, it's a really pollen-filled day. Our listeners can't see this, but there's pollen blowing around all over the place. It's coating. Yeah, it's coating all these really nice cars. And so, I just wanted to express some appreciation. Thanks for not letting that stop you from coming out today.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you for doing this. And tell me, how do I get to the blog? Just go to www.thethingaboutcars.com.
That's it, yes. We were also on Facebook, and you can find us on all the podcasting sources.
Well, I'll sure do that.
You can listen to our episodes right there on that site.
Okay. Here, I'll give you a card so you have something to tag that. Those words of wisdom. There you go.
Oh, thank you. Great. Well, we've enjoyed talking with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and good luck with your podcast. That's
thank
terrific.
You. Okay, what's your name, sir?
Bob Allen.
Allen, great. Good to meet you. What kind of car did you bring out here today?
1933 Ford Victoria.
It's very pretty, and obviously not original. What all have you done with it?
Well, just about everything. The only original part on the car is parts of the body. Everything else has been modified for the Hot Rod Power Tour. It has a Ford 347 stroker engine. The frame is made by a company in Chicago called Height. It's got a Ford Mustang II front end. Woods rear end. It's highly modified.
Wow, it really is something to look at. Now, what is the Hot Rod Power Tour?
It's sponsored by Hot Rod Magazine and General Motors, I think Chevrolet division of General Motors. And it's an annual run. In past years, we've run out of Charlotte to the Wisconsin Dells. This year, we start off in Concord, North Carolina, and wind through Virginia and Tennessee, into Indiana, wind up in Norwalk, Ohio, about 6 days later. Every evening that we stop, there is a car show, and this event will attract anywhere from 3,000 to 6,000 cars over the course of the tour.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. It's an opportunity to see a lot of different cars, from highly modified hot rods to Lamborghinis and Corvettes. So everybody's there, and it's a great time.
Yeah, and anything that it actually encourages people to drive their cars sounds like fun too. So
yes, it is indeed.
Oh, well, very cool. For our listeners who can't see it, this is kind of a red color. What's this color called?
Well, it's a mixture of candy apple and a blend of other colors. It would be very, very difficult to match it, but I call it candy apple red.
Great, and the interior looks pretty comfy too. What have you done in there?
Well, the interior was done by the Mad Stitcher close by here. John did that for me several years ago. It's fabric. Prefer that over. I've upholstered cars in leather before, and a derivative of, and it's more comfortable, I find, with the fabric covering.
And you're less likely to burn the back of your legs on a hot day with fabric too, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, and those cold days on leather can be a trial sometimes too, I've learned.
Oh yes, indeed. Yes.
Well, great. This I can't remember if I asked, but is this car as fun as it looks?
Absolutely.
My wife
has made all of the power tours with me. This year will be our sixth. This is not the car we will be running. We're doing a 1987 S10 Blazer, and we're putting a new LS engine in it, and doing some other modifications to it. So we try to run a different car every year, but this one has been our standby, and this one has made three power tours.
Wow, that's very cool. Well, thanks so much for talking with us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
All right, what's your name, sir?
I'm Jeff.
Great. And you've got this Checker cab out here.
Yeah, it's a 78 Checker A11 taxi cab. Native Atlanta car, never a taxi. It was always a private car until I restored it.
Oh, that's really interesting.
Yeah, it lived in Linwood Park its whole life, and people know it because it sat there on the corner of Windsor Parkway and the other major road through Linwood Park, and sat in a carport for its whole life up until about 3 years ago.
Wow, yeah, I was aware that there were a few Checkers out there that were that were sold as just regular cars, but not many at all. I think I've seen maybe two of those in my life.
It was about 10% of the production every year. So if they sold between 3,000 and 5,000 cars a year, and 10% were typically private.
Wow! And if this one sat in the carport a lot, it probably didn't have very many miles.
No, it had 140,000 when I bought it. Very minimal rust. These cars would go hundreds of thousands of miles, but then they would rust out because they were typically in New York and Chicago, and get million miles plus put on them, but then they would rust out.
Yeah, the weather up there is not quite like down here. So you've got it done up as a cab now. It wasn't this color, was it?
No, it was dark blue with blue interior, and we decided to make it look like a New York taxi.
Yeah, for our listeners, it's that bright taxi cab yellow with the checkerboard stripes and the sign on the roof and everything. I didn't look inside. You don't have a fare meter in there, do you? You do?
A working fare meter on the dash, yeah.
Oh, that's even more awesome. Now, have you done something with the engine?
Yeah, it's got a LS1 out of a 03 Tahoe. So engine, trans are out of the Tahoe. Everything else underneath is custom or restored.
So probably a bit quicker than it used to be.
Yeah, a good bit quicker. It was originally a 305 V8 Chevy, probably putting out about 160 horse, and now it's 310. But the real thing is it's reliable and it's got good gas mileage, and we've done 7,000 miles in it since we built it. We've taken on two hot rod power tours, so it's been all over the country in the last 2 years.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun. Now, I imagine it's probably pretty comfy to ride in, too.
Yeah, we did. It's got a power seat out of a Cadillac in the front. It's got custom leather, power windows, power locks, tilt, everything, that seat heaters, all the modern stuff that these never came with.
Oh, my God. Yeah, when my wife hears that, she's going to hear the seat heaters, and she'll be jealous. But, I'm jealous right now.
So the car, it was originally bought by an old woman in Linwood Park named Ida. So when it was dark blue, it was called Miss Ida, and when we decided to change it to yellow, we found out Ida has a granddaughter named Velveeta, so we've renamed the car Velveeta after her granddaughter now.
That's just too cool. Was she named after the cheese, or is this a coincidence?
Well, I don't know what the granddaughter was named after, but the car's named after the granddaughter.
Right on, yeah.
And, it just spent a week down at the World Congress Center last week for the International Auto Show. It was a big hit down there last week.
Oh, wow, yeah, I heard about this show. Unfortunately, we missed it. We were going to have our crew there, but, yeah, well, awesome. This is just one of the coolest cars I've seen out here today. They're all very cool, but this one's a special kind of cool.
Well, it's different. You know, there's not you don't see five of them like you do Camaros and Impalas and stuff like that. So that's sort of why I built it. I always wanted one, and it's a little different than stuff out there that you see.
Oh, well, different is great, and thank you so much for speaking with us and for braving the pollen to be out here. And
yeah, thank you, appreciate it.
All right, what's your name, sir?
Ted Fisher.
Oh, good to meet you, Ted, and can you tell us about your car?
It's a 1936 Ford Roadster with a blown flathead V8.
Wow, yeah, I was looking at that engine earlier. It's pretty impressive looking. Now, that blower on it is a little newer than the rest of the engine, isn't it?
No, actually, the blower's from, it was a Candom supercharger. They made them back in the 50s.
Oh, my mistake. It looked more modern than that.
No, it's all their original Eddie Meyer heads, and it's a 1946 engine, what they call a 59AB engine.
Wow, that's pretty cool. And it's a beautiful shade of blue, and your interior is pretty nice, too. And I see you got a rumble seat. That looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah, a lot of fun. It's an all-original steel car. It came that way.
Very cool. It's as much fun as it looks like, right?
Yeah, a lot of fun. I drive the car. I've actually put over 30,000 miles on the car.
Wow, that's good to hear. It's so good when people actually drive these things.
Yeah. I've driven it to Oklahoma, Florida, all around the Southeast.
Wow. How long have you had it?
Since 1994.
Oh, very cool. And how much have you done to it?
Everything.
So it was not this nice when you got it?
No, it was not that nice when I got it. It was just in a million pieces when I bought it.
Wow.
Just a body and a bunch of parts.
Well, beautiful, beautiful work.
It took me 2 years to build it.
Awesome. I'm fixing an old car up myself, and I've got more time than that in, and it's not going to look a tenth this nice. So, you know, my hat's off to you for that.
Well, thank you.
Nice day like this, put the top down and just go for a ride.
I know it. If it wasn't for the pollen, it'd be perfect.
Yeah, well, and you know, we here at The Thing About Cars really want to express a lot of appreciation to you guys for putting up with the pollen today.
Yeah, well, it's just best.
Yeah.
It'll wash off.
It does. Well, thanks so much.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. This has been The Thing About Cars. We'll see you on the road.